So-called Super Thursday happened this week. Voting took place across the UK in a range of elections, including voting for a new London mayor. Fortunately, Donald Trump wasn't standing, but the actual frontrunners weren't exactly inspiring. Who do you choose? A man charismatic enough to be a minister in Gordon Brown's cabinet, or a Tory close enough to the people to be called a goldsmith? England and Wales also voted in the PCC elections, nothing to do with parochial church councils or the Press Complaints Commission, I'm told. Some of the candidates for police and crime commissioner posts had actually served in the police force. So they were obviously at a huge disadvantage from the start, trying to get a political post that you're actually qualified for. Leicester was far more in the limelight this week, following the news that Labour MP Keith Vaz wore a Leicester scarf in the House of Commons. To balance out the universe, Gary Lineker is now being urged to present Match of the Day in his underpants. In other news, Leicester apparently won some sort of annual Football League thing. Financial analysts say the Premier League win could be worth up to £50 million to the club this year alone. The team celebrated their title win with lunch at an Italian restaurant. There's no news yet on how much of the £50 million was left after drinks and tips. Sainsbury's is back in the black. The supermarket reported annual pre-tax profits of £548 million. Of course, most large companies these days don't understand the meaning of the words pre-tax. To put it in perspective, it means Sainsbury's could afford to buy Leicester Football Club with about £100 million left over. It's not much, but every little helps when you pocket the difference. Britain's newest newspaper has folded, quite literally, this week after just 9 weeks in press. New Day saw its circulation fall to just 40,000, so Trinity Mirror pulled the plug. Media commentators said the idea of trying to make it politically neutral, upbeat and optimistic just didn't work, which tells you exactly what's wrong with the media today. In happier news, British astronaut Tim Peake has been being grilled by children at Ashfield Primary School in Otley. He's still on board the International Space Station, so they probably had to shout quite loudly to be heard. The astronaut also revealed that with no washing machine on board, he had to wear the same trousers for 3 months, which is just what we all do, isn't it? Apparently, he then threw them away. Makes you wonder which council does the bin collections from Earth orbit, and what colour wheelie bins they have to use.